Appoggiatura, a novelette in 20 parts by Jeff Vandermeer, originally published in Logoria, an anthology edited by John Klima and published by Bantam Spectra. This is a special presentation of Lies and Little Deaths, a virtual anthology, read by Jason Eric Lundberg. For more information, visit virtualantho.blogspot.com and logoriabook.com. Part 5. Eczema. Anyone who has seen Eczema's act for the Babylon Traveling Circus knows it is only enhanced by the equal and opposite reaction created by psoriasis. Touring erratically throughout Central Asia and the Far East, where not banned by law, the circus has only rarely been captured on film or in still photographs. Although myths about eczema's act abound, most eyewitnesses agree on the basics. Eczema, so nicknamed by her late father, a doctor, for the predominant condition of her formative years, enters the ring accompanied by helpers who carry several small boxes under their arms. Eczema is heavily made up in whiteface and wears a man's costume more fitting for a sultan, including curved shoes. A fake mustache completes the illusion. In the background, a local band plays something approximating circus music. Eczema's assistants, dressed all in black, fan out around her. Some of them place shiny green models of buildings upon the floor, while others arrange a variety of insects in amongst the buildings, including scarab beetles, praying mantises, and grasshoppers. Some are green or have been painted green, while others are red or have been painted red. A few flies, large moths, and butterflies weakly buzz or flutter above on long glittering strands of hair plucked from the heads of Tibetan holy men, the leads held by specially trained insect handlers. Eczema stands in the background as an announcer or ringmaster comes forward and says, "The King of Smaragdine now recreates for you, using his minions, the great battle between the Smaragdinians of the Green Tablet and the Turks." Reports differ on the battle's historical accuracy. Certainly the Turks ruled the area around Smaragdine for some 300 years, but records from the time are often incomplete. As for the act itself, some describe it as insects wandering around a badly made scale model of an ancient city, after which the crowd rioted to show their displeasure. Others describe the incredible sight of beetles, ants, and other insects recreating miniature set pieces of ancient battles amongst the spires and fortifications of a realistic and highly detailed cityscape, one of the most marvelous things ever seen. During this spectacle, Eczema stands to the side, gesturing like an orchestra conductor and blowing on a whistle that makes no sound. Most accounts agree that the act comes to an abrupt end when the insects that have not escaped are swept up by the helpers. A few eyewitnesses, however, tell tales of an ending in which huge bass-like mudskippers hop on their fins through the cityscape, gobbling up the insects. Eczema then comes forward and says in a grave tone, "What is below is like that which is above, and what is above is like that which is below, for performing the miracle of one thing. And as all things were produced from one by the meditation of one, so all things are produced from this one thing by adaptation." After this short speech, the audience usually leaves in confusion. Psoriasis does not join Eczema until the end of the act. That Eczema and psoriasis are Siamese twins only becomes evident when they stand together and bow, and the declivity between them, that outline, that echo, tells the story of another act altogether. End of part 5. Appoggiatura is copyright 2007 by Jeff Vandermeer and is made available through a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Music provided by The Church and is used with permission. The remaining 19 sections of this podcast can be found via subscription or direct download at virtualantho.blogspot.com.